On today's episode, David reminisces about one of his favorite childhood pastimes, watching the Lingerie Football League.
And Bradley endorses a billionaire.
And I just desperately tried to get in bits throughout this entire episode. I'm Colin.
I'm David.
I'm Bradley.
And this is Overarching, a show for St. Louis, by St. Louis, and in St. Louis.
Yeah,
starring St. Louis.
Starring St. Louis himself. Bring him in.
Is St. Louis a horse?
Is St. Louis a man?
Yeah. Yeah. He's on a horse. What do you think the apotheosis is?
What do you think we're named after?
You think it was the horse?
What do you think you named your son after?
First of all, I thought we were just talking about the general milieu of St. Louis, like just as a place, not the man. Also, how dare you assume that person's gender? We don't know.
You're right, David.
Speaking of men,
I'd like to issue an apology.
No, jeez.
That horse has big balls, though. It does.
In the statue.
Why
are you looking? Because it's up. That's why.
I mean, it's kind of really hard not to. Yeah. When you're close to that, you're like, oh my God. Yeah. I think this is the second time I've mentioned that in this podcast, and it cannot be mentioned enough. Like, they took the time to do that, and which is, you know, I respect it.
It's an excellent statue.
Attention to detail.
It's art, baby.
Big fan.
It's art, baby. Art.
Should we do the pledge?
Let's do the pledge.
I agree. Let's do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to Gregory FX Daily, the one to whom we owe it all, and to our taxes, which we prefer, to be actually collected from developers at the time of development, not deferred for decades as some kind of what? Apology for our city? Call them on their bluff. They'll build anyway. And if they don't, someone else will. As there is seemingly an endless supply of rich developers foaming at the mouth to get all bricked up. That's what that means, right? 1% to the god of yellow envelopes ignored by all.
Hey, at the time of recording, speaking of taxes, wives.
And rich developers.
In a nearby suburb of St. Louis, just a couple hours out of town, there was the public voted down a tax increase, a sales tax increase for over 40 years for stadium development.
That was a suburb of St.
We're of course talking about the
Jackson County.
Yeah, Jackson County, Missouri.
Yeah,
that's where the Mormons go when they die, right? Or is that what it is? No, that's not what it is.
No, it's closer
to... There is Eden, which is north.
Eden is north.
It's close to Hamilton, Missouri.
Yeah, well, there's that line
along Highway 36. I think it's Jackson County, Missouri.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kansas City, the people of Kansas City, the good people of a place, Kansas City...
of a fine suburb.
They said, hey, no, billionaires, we don't want to pay you... to have more money.
Specifically, 58% voted no.
Oh.
Yeah, like that is a striking mandate.
So why are we against that? Like, why are we against stadiums not being funded by what? Like, I'm trying to understand this take.
I think the question is why are you for it? Let's start there.
Let's
like
not
why
be negative. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why so are like why the, are you for
the question
spending
posed,
tax money yeah. on giving more money to billionaires that already have this
Well, when
money.
You frame it like that, David.
Well, right. which is the reality of
the situation.
The reality.
I hear you twist my words into saying something that I said.
Oh, how Man. Darn. How darn me. How darn.
yeah, but it's pretty exciting. It's pretty cool. There feels like a long history of like every time a team that is, you know, owned by a wealthy person, which is like all major sports teams, because that's just the reality of the world we live in America at least, and
yes.
is like every time they're like, we want a new stadium, and they're like, oh, we will, you know, we don't have so much money. It costs a lot to build a stadium.
Yeah,
hey, everybody who lives here who's going to be buying tickets and spending money in the... Could you give us some money to build our stadium so we can charge you money to come into our stadium?
Would Bill DeWitt, the second, the senior Bill DeWitt, came, the current senior Bill DeWitt that's alive, came to the public and said, you know, we're not doing great right now. This was back like a few years ago, like during COVID. This was, I think, the end of 2020 or like the beginning of 2021, middle 21. They're talking about Ballpark Village phase three and spending money.
The water park.
The water park. And specifically, the team is not spending, like the Cardinals anyways, are not spending enough money to keep up with the rest of the league. Our salary cap is pretty middle tier, like 13th out of 30 teams.
That's in the upper half.
I agree. I would call that that St. Louis is,
I would call
that's
that
big.
Specifically the definition of keeping up with the league.
I agree. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
He said, we're having a rough go right now. He said the phrase, we're not making any money right now. Bro. Who
are you paying?
What person of your stature and what person of your general wealth isn't making money? You need to shut the freaking front door.
It's that $200 million contract they gave to Miles Michaelis. That's what it is.
They didn't do that.
Right.
They should have given the $200 million contract to Juan Soto, but they didn't. We're not going to go in
there. Or Shohei.
So,
he got $1 billion, didn't he?
$700 million.
Yeah, that's
deferred.
Oh,
$680 million. You don't need to go there.
Yeah, so it feels like every time someone's like, hey, let's get a new stadium, it's like, hey, let's pass some sort of tax incentive to get it done. And it feels like it usually happens. Like, to my, as someone who is, you know, vaguely aware of sports as far as it hits the general news and just like when it's on, I like watching, it feels like in recent history, every time this happens, cities say, you know, yes, they're like, please, please, please don't leave. There's always like a, at least, you know, for,
we did it with the Rams.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, it's
they threatened to leave. They said, give us money and we won't. And then they did anyway. But
they were always gonna. And that's the whole thing.
Well, that's the scandal. That's why they settled the lawsuit with us.
So I moved here in 2015, right at the beginning of 2015. And that was like what the news was about.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it wasn't right in 20. I don't remember the timeline. But I remember every newspaper stand. This was back in the day. This is when there was newspaper stands.
Newspaper.
The every single like piece of media was about like, oh, we need to vote. We're gonna get all this tax money for the Rams to stay, and we're gonna save the football team.
Yeah,
and it's like, we were never gonna, and B, why?
Right.
This man, now I know, because thanks David for enlightening me about sports ownership. But like,
yes,
Stan Kroenke owns like, or the Kroenke like family owns, yes, like 35,000
Kroenke Sports
teams.
Entertainment, KSC, yeah,
yeah,
KSC,
KSE,
KSE,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, they own a bajillion things.
Yeah,
but yeah. So
yeah.
The fifth largest landowner
in America.
Jesus Christ,
so weird. Isn't that
is that really the case?
Yeah,
we talked about it. That's right, on the billionaires episode. He's the fifth largest landowner in the United States.
It's just crazy.
So all that to say, it feels like, to my reading of the headlines, mm-hmm, a major win for the common man, saying like, no, we're going to stand our ground.
What was the plan?
So the Royals owner, John Sherman, and the Chiefs president, Mark Donovan, were the two like kind of spearheads of this, right?
No, so
the
pun
Royals,
intended.
Yeah, there you go. The Royals had pledged at least like $1 billion.
Was that a Chiefs?
Arrowhead Stadium.
Spearhead.
I'm just going to bing it just in case.
They're called the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's on them, not me.
That's them.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That wasn't a bing for me.
A ding for Kansas City, they deserve a lot of dings.
Ding, ding, ding.
The Royals pledged at least $1 billion from ownership for their project to build a new stadium. By the way, a new stadium costs over $1 billion now, if you are not aware.
If you've seen David Lemon's video on, hey, look, there's a stadium, you'll know that.
Yeah, maybe I should do that. So they wanted to use their share of this tax revenue to help fund a $2 billion-plus ballpark district, because the reason ballparks costs more than $1 billion is because rich schmucks want to replicate what St. Louis has done, and specifically the Braves have done, because the Braves moved to Cobb County, which is like 25 miles outside of downtown Atlanta.
Served by public transit, though.
But that's where all the people that watch the Braves are. And then the Super Bowl champion, back-to-back Super Bowl championship Chiefs, had committed $300 million in private money and then had used their share of an $800 million overhaul of Arrowhead Stadium. So they would have used it to improve Arrowhead Stadium, but like then
put a lot more money towards the Royals.
But the ballpark district was going to be downtown, wasn't it? Like on the riverfront?
It was essentially going to be in the Crossroads district.
That's in the city limits, though.
Right. Yeah. But it would have displaced like 30 some small businesses.
Oh.
And everybody's like, these are small businesses that we actually go to.
And like, it's not like some dead, like...
And, yeah, but, like, in the Crossroads is where they have, like, First Fridays all the time, and it's their arts district.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like their midtown, I guess you could call it. But, like, imagine St. Louis just being like, we don't want to Busch Stadium. We don't want Busch Stadium anymore. Or the Rams. Let's just say the Rams. We're going to build the Rams' new stadium in Midtown, and it would displace all of the cool theaters, all of the cool little bars we like to hang out at, all the boutiques and whatnot, right? Like, that's all gone. So it loses the entire vibe, and it becomes corporate as hell, which the Crossroads is becoming, like, already. And so they're trying to save their arts district, which I am totally here for. They essentially wanted to drop the bomb on the Truman Sports Complex.
It reminds me of...
Nobody?
Of Jacksonville.
Nobody?
Nope, reminds me of Jacksonville.
Nobody.
Sorry.
Bomb?
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. A good St. Louis, and according to me, seven episodes ago. Harry Truman. He was on the list! He was on the Wikipedia list. The Jacksonville, Florida did this. With the Jaguar Stadium.
What's up with the Jacksons? The Jacksons.
Jackson County? Yep. Anything named... I mean, Andrew Jackson. That's what's up with
it.
Later on, we're going to talk about Jacksonville Jaguars a little bit, too. Fun fact. Stay tuned.
Are we? Oh, yeah, yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. But the Jacksonville Jaguars did that with their stadium. They stuck it in the middle of their...
Sad Khan.
Yeah. But what came out of it was kind of interesting. Like, the displaced businesses that became, like, abandoned because they, like, you know, fucked over that whole district, then became what's now called the Spark District, which is an arts district, and it's kind of freaking rad.
Yeah.
So it was a boondoggle that something cool came out of because of the common man doing a thing.
Yeah.
But glad that definitely pro moving stadiums to downtowns.
Mm-hmm.
Like if your stadium is somewhere on the outskirts of your town in the middle of a parking lot.
One of the news articles I read said that there was some political messaging around the vote, kind of like saying like, hey, if you don't vote for this tax, like maybe the Royals could leave the area.
Yeah.
You know,
they spent a bunch of money trying to like propagate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with Oakland being in its current situation.
Right. That fear is big. The encouraging thing is that John Sherman said afterwards, he's like, yeah, some political like consultant group, like, pushed that and said that I don't believe in that. This is my hometown. I've lived here forever, and the Royals are not leaving. So, like, hopefully he sticks to that. That's an honorable thing to say. Everything else, still don't give them money, and let's do that.
Still a billionaire,
for real.
Yeah. But yeah, Oakland. Like,
speaking
that's,
of,
yeah.
Let's raise a glass and pour one out for our brethren in Oakland. Moving to Sacramento for 4 years probably,
and
to play in a AAA ballpark on their move to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Right, they couldn't stay in the Oakland Coliseum for 4 more years.
Cheers to you, Oakland, for losing three professional sports franchises in the last 6 years.
Let's not act like we are not the kings of that.
Mm. But Sacramento
and,
is the
and real quick
that,
note so. For the edit, since we don't want to make a mess here, when we pour one out, can you just like
we're
can,
pouring
can,
in our
can
mouth.
You can you roto can you animate the can make a we got the CG button for that.
Spill it on the computer, sparks everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
we have too much equipment in here too. Well, we have enough budget to pour one out once.
God, I feel so bad for Oakland sports fans. Like they've had it so hard. They've had it worse than St. Louis.
Like I and
recently, yeah,
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Although there is this like little suburb of Oakland called like is it Emerson or something like that?
We're gonna say Los Angeles or San Francisco,
which is like the best bike friendly place on earth.
Oh yeah,
sure.
And like, woo, I would live there in a heartbeat, dude.
No, it's like
I love that area. If I had money,
I've never been to Oakland. I don't.
It's
know.
Cool, man. It's like, really cool.
That's what I have heard.
Really amazing sports fans.
And yeah, I mean, it's obvious from the reaction to the A's leaving.
Yeah, like such a strong, organized reaction with the sell the team, like that type of collectivization yeah. warmed and my I think heart.
If we would have known what was going on in the background with Kroenke, right. I think we would have had a very similar reaction yeah. when the Rams left. But yeah. before we knew it, they were gone.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
So Mr. Fisher, I'm not even going to call you Mr. Fisher. Fuck. I'll call you that.
It's a new game. That's a new game. Instead of FMK, it's Fisher.
Yeah. You suck, man. No. Get absolutely bent.
All I wonder right. if him and Kroenke hang out and they're like...
They all hang out.
And they're like space yacht.
All the sports owners hang out because drinking. They're like, you don't understand. They talk to everybody else out there. It's like, you don't understand how hard it is to own a professional sports franchise.
What's the venue at which that these... Like, let's imagine that real quick.
Monaco. Okay. The Grand Prix at Monaco. That's yep. where they all hang out.
In some box, in some casino somewhere.
Basically France, but not.
Right,
Monaco,
tax-free France.
They're right at like the major turn, and then none of them are watching.
Yeah, Thierry Henry's enclave.
Can you imagine Monaco. If a duty-free store was like a country?
That's really good.
And had a racetrack.
Love it.
That's really good,
Monaco.
Let's get to like the big thing of today.
It's our tier list.
We're doing a massive tier list.
Make it. Buzzier.
Make it sexy. Make it buzzier. Hot.
A sexy, sexy tier list that is like 16 long. 16 is a sexy number, right?
Different. No. Jesus.
Do not.
God. Out of my mouth and I was like, you told me to make it sexy, so I just started saying the word sexy. Oh.
God.
I took your advice and it went off the rails.
So saying.
Really bad.
Jesus.
It was really bad. We're going to do a tier list.
We're going to tier list.
Specifically, historical sports franchises in St. Louis. The past sports franchises.
All the teams we've lost.
Cardinals, Blues, City, Battlehawks don't count.
St. Louis Saints.
Who are the St. Louis Saints?
Has anybody ever heard of, this is the most 1999 thing I can possibly imagine. The Lingerie Football League, a professional, semi-professional, women's sports league, football yes. league, and they're still around.
Yeah.
They're called the X League now.
Yeah.
But the St. Louis Saints, they were a professional lingerie football team.
Just the greatest name you could have.
Yeah.
They were a lingerie football league team.
Oh man.
They played Saints. And you know where they played? The Family Arena.
They yeah. sure did.
From 2012 to 2012.
Family yeah. Entertainment.
The they're
for divorced dads and sons.
The X League is now owned by one Mike Ditka, which is Tracks. Hysterical. A woman was named owner just recently in 2022, and they're coming back in 2025. I love this. The league was met with criticism throughout its existence. Critics say the league degrades female athletes through, quote, pernicious objectification. It's great.
That tracks.
And it is. It is exactly that. And to be fair, the women in this league, all professional athletes, and they're seemingly on board with it. And they're like, just because it's objectification doesn't mean that we're not in control of our bodies, which is cool.
So, that is cool.
Like, that's a...
That I mean, is really cool.
And you know what? If they're into it, I'm into it.
Yeah.
But
if it started out as something that was seemingly just, you know, like trotting around in lingerie.
I do love that the safety... and now there's like, a safety section of this Wikipedia page that safety. Like talks about the stuff that they actually wore, and they literally are pretty much just wearing helmets and shoulder pads.
No, dude, like, yeah, that was a thing. When you were in like middle school and high school watching the lingerie league,
I was not.
And your
doing
mom
that,
would
David.
Come downstairs, you'd be like, "Oh God,
yeah,
is this David?" I wasn't watching the lingerie league when I was in middle school.
I'm not ashamed to say that I was.
Okay, David.
What? We were all teenage boys.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Can I talk about the Hummers?
Oh, God. What?
Great transition. The Hummers. So the Hummers were a part of the International Women's Professional Softball Association for 3 years. And this was in like the 2000s, 90s, something like that. Mm-hmm.
2090s.
2000s, 90s. Hold on. I need to like verify that. Nope, I was wrong. I'll start over with the Hummers.
Keep the transition, though.
Yeah. So with the International Women's Professional Softball Association, the Hummers from 1977 through 1979. They played down in Valley Park in the late 70s.
Wow.
The softball was like kind of a big thing. But wasn't softball like invented by a dude who was just like, women can't hit small baseballs? Like, that, I'm pretty
that
sure
could
that
not
was
be true.
I think that's the real thing. I think that's a real thing. But also, softball is dope. Like, current modern day softball is incredible. Like, the Oklahoma Sooners baseball team, softball, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Sooners softball team is like, talk about dominance. Talk about absolute dominance. Bradley.
Yeah, St. Louis Braves, ding. they were here in the mid-60s, minor league, the Central Professional Hockey League, played at the Checker Dome. Bears
also known as St. Louis Arena.
Yeah. Yes. Bears mentioned, because I feel like, because like, so they were here from 63 to 67, which is like when we got the Blues' expansion. So I feel like that was probably instrumental in being a proving ground for St. Louis as a market for that expansion.
Yeah, in 67.
Which is, and Blues have been just a huge cornerstone of this city for all that time.
Yeah, the second largest cornerstone of sports in St. Louis. That's easy. That goes without saying. Like, obviously, Cardinals own this town, but the Blues are seemingly right there.
Right there. quick clarification, just because you have a connection to this.
I have a connection to this?
Yes. George Hancock, credited as the game's inventor, had a 17-inch ball and an undersized bat, and it was for baseball players to keep their skills up indoors during winter.
Circumference, 17-inch.
Yeah, the game moved outside. But that it got kind of extrapolated into the future by a guy named Lewis Rober in Minneapolis, who is organizing outdoor exercise games for firefighters. And the game that Hancock invented was then known as kitten ball. Or lemon ball.
Oh, lemon ball. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I have a lemon ball.
Didn't someone in your family invent the lemon ball once you're telling me about that?
Probably. It was probably Bob Lemon. He played for the Indians. I'm sorry. The Cleveland Guardians. Or the Cleveland Spiders at one point.
There you go.
Which is what the team name should be. How freaking dare you make it the Cleveland Guardians.
The Cleveland Spiders, we're going to talk about this last honorable mention before we go in, have a little St. Louis connection here.
Last honorable mention, St. Louis Perfectos.
The St. Louis Perfectos.
1899, 1 year.
Cleveland Spiders. Yes. St. Louis Perfectos.
Yes.
Dude named Frank Robeson owned both teams and had also previously owned two teams at the same time in two different cities, and that didn't work out. So what did he do? He bought two more teams. And the St. Louis Perfectos are credited with having the worst record in baseball history. They won 20 games in one season.
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that one guy owned two teams?
It has everything to do with that, because all the good players that were on the St. Louis Perfectos, he just moved over to the Cleveland Spiders, which...
They were a juggernaut.
Yeah. It's because they had two farm systems.
Yep.
And one
was a professional, was a major league team.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So the St. Louis Perfectos. But the St. Louis Perfectos, in a roundabout little bit of history, went on to become the...
Well, they were the St. Louis Cardinals before that.
Oh, really?
As well. In 1898, they became the St. Louis... Well, it's technically like 1880-something.
And then they came back. Same franchise, though?
Perfectos are the Cardinals.
Wow, that's
same
amazing.
Franchise.
What a glow up.
And you know why they're called the Perfectos? Because that was the name of a cigar company that he wanted to promote.
The Frank Robeson also owned a team
so
called the Superbas
at
one point too, which is probably another brand. You know what? I'm all for sports teams having names like that nowadays. Yeah. I say bring them
back.
Well,
I mean, look at the Korean and the Japanese leagues. They're named after things.
You know?
It's like, they're the Samsungs.
Right. I'm into it. Like, in America, what would that be? Like
the Apples.
The Kansas City Anthem Insurances.
The Chicago American Family Insurances.
Oh, I mean, all honestly,
all the insurance companies.
Yeah, it's like the Liberty Mutual Ostriches.
The Liberty Mutuals. Yeah, and there's two teams.
Right.
The Liberty Mutuals.
Geico owns a different team for each one of its mascots. The Geico Geckos. The Geico Cavemen. The Geico. So,
actual tier
list.
Let's start with the St. Louis Browns.
St. Louis Browns.
One of the most historic teams that everybody can like understand and relate to, right?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
1955, they left to become the Baltimore Orioles.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. 1944 was like the greatest thing that ever happened in St. Louis, except it was like, you know, during a World War, so not that great. But that was St. Louis Browns versus St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series.
The streetcar series. Remember
when we could have a series called the streetcar series?
Good thing we still have all those streetcars. The one good thing that came out of that is the St. Louis Browns old stadium is now like one of the best city, like one of the best municipal uses on North Grand. It's like a cool, it's
the
a
boys and girls club.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But it's sitting right next to a
giant field,
a giant Superfund site that will not be buildable for the foreseeable future.
For the years to come. Yeah. Like, no, decades to come.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
So, by the way, just tier list. We're going S tier.
Yeah.
A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier, and then F-tier. Kansas City tier.
Yeah.
KC tier. Fun fact, this might skew your rankings on this.
Okay.
Probably up.
Sure.
From the year 1951 to 1953, the last 2-3 years that they were here.
Yes.
Their mascot was Brownie the Elf.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm very aware.
That
makes it worse. I mean, but at the same time, like, I'm very aware. Fun fact about the St. Louis Browns. In the 1950s, and I believe it was the 40s as well, Bill DeWitt, we're coming right back around to Bill DeWitt, was the bat boy for the St. Louis Browns. Talking about nepotism, everybody?
Wait, here's the thing. Brownie
the
Elf.
The bat boy that like...
Had literally the bat boy.
The bat boy who had an affair with Hillary Clinton?
The bat boy that had an affair with Eddie Guidel. You know that like little... The
little Weekly World News guy.
No.
He made
like
a musical out of
him. He was like 3.5 feet tall, and they made him bat.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they got like
I was up in
four balls in a row.
When I was up in Duluth,
do they have like
a Duluth Huskies game?
Yeah,
they have like all these cutouts of like famous baseball players, and they're
Eddie
all
Guidel's one of them.
Yes, and I'm like, why? He had no connection to it. Just like here's this 3-foot tall guy that played baseball.
I say Browns A tier.
Okay, I was gonna say S tier because they're like a championship team,
but they're not. They never won.
I guess that's true. They lost to the Cardinals in St. Louis.
They never won.
I like A-tier. They have that weird, probably racist mascot.
And they were, you know, they have a weird owner. Okay. Yeah. Can we go? We're going to go straight. We're going to stay on baseball for a second.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
The Giants/Stars.
Negro League.
Specifically, St. Louis Stars.
Yeah.
Yes. The Negro League team. Cool. Papa Bell.
Hell
the greatest
yeah.
center fielder mm-hmm. in the history of the friggin' universe.
Three championships.
They won 3 championships in 4 seasons.
They are the winningest of all these teams on this list, aren't they?
Really are. So in 1906, Charles A. Mills was an African-American bank messenger and a gigantic baseball fan who wanted to upgrade like that team at the time, who was the Giants. So after the 1921 season, they were sold by the promoter, Charlie Mills, to a guy named Dick Kent, and you might know this other name, Dr. Sam Shepard.
Oh, wow.
Who
not the
built
playwright?
And different.
Not the guy who killed his wife.
Not the guy who killed his wife.
Okay,
yeah.
Also two different Sam Shepard.
Yes. And renamed the club the Stars. So they eventually built one of the great dynasties in history. Obviously, they won 3 of the 4 pennants from 28 to 31. Cool Papa Bell was on the team. Mule Suttles is on the team. Willie Wells is on the team. It was Ted Trent. So basically like 4 Hall of Famers that are on the same team and just absolutely lights out. And without a doubt, like these guys would play in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And they would be like some of the best players in the frigging universe.
And have the, like, I mean,
their stats are insane.
And they play their ballpark, on the side of their ballpark, that's where the Harris Stowe, that's the Harris Stowe baseball field?
Yes. Yes.
Where?
The ball field for Harris Stowe University on Compton.
Oh, that's theirs? Like that was the historical site of it, or it's the same
where Stars
field?
Park was.
Oh, that's very cool. I did not know that.
This easily goes S tier.
Sure.
Yeah.
Easily goes S tier.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
A quick aside, what happened to all these cool names? I guess we still have some. We have like Mookie Betts and stuff, but like then the championship year is part of this Wikipedia article. It's like, oh, they went, they narrowly lost the playoff series to Bullet Rogan and the Kansas City Monarchs. Like Bullet Rogan, Cool Papa Bell.
Yeah. Mule Suttles.
There you go.
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Wells.
It's just we should have nicknames for each other.
Yeah.
That are that cool.
Candy, Jim Taylor. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. Spirits yep. of St. Louis, the ABA, the American Basketball Association.
Hot take.
Hmm.
Best sports team name in the history of St. Louis.
Ooh, oh.
Here's the thing. I would have agreed with you before I knew that Charles Lindbergh was a Nazi.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Removed.
Why Kirkwood?
You know what?
Why Kirkwood was like, we're not calling that part of our town.
We're going to separate the aviator from the aviation.
No,
is this a Michael Jackson situation?
No,
Michael Jackson not a Nazi.
It's a spirits situation.
Okay.
St. Louis makes a lot of spirits.
Is that
baby?
Do you think that
that is absolutely not what it is named?
Okay,
after.
Yeah. Okay.
But if, and when. They bring back basketball to St. Louis, which they should and will.
I don't know.
Spirits of St. Louis, make it about absolutely booze. It absolutely is the freaking plane, okay? I don't care. He was bad.
We know that.
He was bad.
Great colors. I love orange.
I love a good atypical sports team name.
And one that is connected to like iconic historical moments.
It is an iconic name. It's probably one of the better names in St. Louis history. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Charles Lindbergh was a bad person. Change Lindbergh Boulevard. Change it all the way down. Do it.
Kirkwood already did it. Isn't that bad when Kirkwood's like, we should do this?
You know, I'd be fine with being Kirkwood Boulevard all the way up and down.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what Kirkwood is? A walkable downtown.
Wait, didn't we find out that the guy that's named after Kirkwood is also a crazy person?
Oh, no. Is
change
it?
Every I don't know. Name.
All right, here
change
we go.
Change every name. Hot yeah. take, change every name.
How we go? Staying in Bay. Oh, wait, we got a few.
Oh, yeah, Spirits of St. Louis?
I'm going to say
B.
I'm going to say C.
I was going to say C tier.
C, great.
Yeah. I feel like C tier is. They were just.
They weren't here very
mid,
long.
They were mid all the way around.
And they were not the Hawks. That's a separate franchise.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hawks. Here we go. Hawks. We go. We're in the NBA, which 1954 to 1965, owned by Ben Lerner, who we do not like at all. Okay. So in 54, we drafted Bob Pettit, who would go on to win the first official most valuable player award in 1956, the first time they handed it out. How fun. How fun is that? The same year, 1956, guess who we drafted? Guess who St. Louis drafted?
Michael Jordan.
Basically, I'm going to say even better than Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan Sr.
Bill Russell.
Oh, wow.
We drafted Bill Russell.
He is the NBA logo.
11 freaking rings, this guy. He has two hands and can't fit all his rings on them. Okay? I still think LeBron's better. Did you know...
I mean, we... What are we saying now? We ain't in the '90s anymore. What are people saying?
I don't know. Yeah. But it's
this ain't the '90s.
Yeah.
It's a whole trend.
It is.
I'm on basketball TikTok for some reason.
Are you? It's LeBron. It's
showing it like the TikTok trend is them showing all the Michael Jordan and like people from the '90s, like hitting these crazy shots and they're like layups.
Yeah.
it's not the '90s.
We traded him immediately. Bill Russell immediately. the most St. Louis thing ever.
No.
But we traded him for two guys named Cliff Hogan and Ed McCauley. Ever heard of them? Well, actually, they're actually NBA Hall of Famers each.
Wow.
The both of them. So you'd imagine with Bob Pettit, Cliff, and Ed on the same team, three future NBA Hall of Famers, we'd have been pretty good, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in 57, they made it to the finals, game 7.
And the team looked like
in
that.
Double overtime in 57. Oh, wow. We lost in game 7 to Bill Russell Celtics.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. Can we please?
Are you ready for this, though? It gets even better. Already? Okay. The Hawks are amazing. The Hawks have the greatest sports story in St. Louis, in my opinion. Next year, they didn't do great, right? Nope. They went back to the finals and beat Bill Russell for the NBA championship.
Go That's Hawks. Exciting.
They beat him, right?
Love a narrative in sports.
And then they left.
And David, why are they in your mind? Because in my mind, they're so low on this tier list in my mind. So why are they so low? Well, that's pretty great. That's, you know, they're amazing. Not many teams ever beat Bill Russell, who has 11 rings, right? Mm-hmm. So they went back to the finals twice in the early 60s, too. They lost to Bill Russell's Celtics both times.
Amazing. This is
three times. They went four times to the finals and lost to Bill Russell's Celtics three of those four times.
Hey, you know, at least they beat him once. This is like the equivalent of Steph Curry today. Steph Curry and the Warriors.
If you think the Celtics like are the Lakers' greatest enemy, no. It is the St. Louis Hawks' greatest enemy, which is why I absolutely loathe that Jason Tatum is on the Celtics. And I hate Boston sports so much. So in 1966,
we got ours in when the Blues beat the
Bruins
though.
Yeah. Brad Marchand.
Can we like I love you.
You want to move on,
boy? Yes, I want to move on. After I say this, can we please put up the logo of the St. Louis Hawks, specifically this one?
yeah, it's pretty rad.
It's this little freaking like Looney Tunes looking bird who's like, I got the basketball. You can't have it. It's my basketball. Yeah. I'm not popping it with my talons that look like fingernails. It looks like he has
logo than the current Hawks logo.
It looks like he has bugles on his fingers.
He might have
like the snack food.
Good times.
It's we're sponsored.
Sponsored by Bugles.
I would love
and he
to
has
be.
Knee pads.
So funny.
He has show. Knee pads on.
Yeah.
Do they play with knee pads?
They did. They used to play with knee pads.
Also, this bird has knees.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess birds have knees.
All right. Should we rank? Anyways, yeah. They left in 66 because we didn't build him a stadium, even though St. Louis was improving the Checkerdome for the Blues, and he was going to play there.
Glad that never happened.
Like, I want my own stadium. I want my own team. And then he didn't own the Hawks anymore. He sold them to a guy in Atlanta. He was like, I want my money back. Ugh, what a crybaby, Kerner.
Bummer.
I said D-tier.
No, F.
Kansas City.
Hawks, in my opinion, Hawks belong in the F team. No, we'll go D because of their championship.
Yeah.
They brought a championship to St. Louis, and the only championship the Hawks have, by the way.
Hey.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Suck in Atlanta.
Solid D tier.
Suck in Atlanta.
Being holded up. Yeah.
All right. River City Rage.
Ooh.
Is anybody familiar with this River City Rage?
Negative.
They played at the Family Arena.
Home of the St. Louis Saints. What a diverse arena that is,
dude. It really is, because we're going to talk about the Family Arena a lot more in this.
It's the family is not your St. Charles typical white family. It is the family of sports.
But I went to a few River City Rage games from 01 to 09, and they were just really entertaining. Like, when you have a stadium of that capacity, which is like under 10,000. It's
under 10,000.
I think it's exactly 10,000.
Really?
It's like under 10,000.
It's a little small. I think it's a little small. Nice. A little smaller than Chaffetz. Good Dragon Ball Z reference, even though it's, we all know it's 9.
It can be over 9,000 and under 10,000.
Accurate. So it has to be, it's 100.
I mean, like, it's right. we don't know what they're, how
There's
high.
There's 1,000 digits in there. Good point.
Oh, yeah. 10,467.
Yeah. 10,000. From 01 to 09.
Then it means over.
I'm
going to,
just because in the sheer, just the fact that an arena football team was in this air. What?
It is over 9,000. It seats 9,643 for hockey, 9,755 for football, 10,467 for basketball, and 6,339
for half-house
concerts. So
the majority of the time, it's over 9,000.
And up to 11,522 for end stage concerts. And blah, 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 blah.
So I don't know a lot about St. Charles.
It's right across the river.
Like, it's a suburb like Kansas City. I know that. But the Family Arena is the indoor one.
Yes.
And Car Shield Field is the outdoor. It's like the baseball stadium.
Yes.
Gotcha. I've never been there. But
And we'll get to there in
once
a second.
Once they connect them to Metrolink, I'll go there.
Yeah. I'm going to put, just because of the sheer fun that I've had in those games and like, it was a great option. I'm going to put it C.
Cool.
Sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I just had a good time.
I love arena football.
It's fine.
It's rad.
It's pretty cool.
I hope they bring back the... Is the arena football league still a thing?
In some areas, yeah.
Like, because that was like televised. They tried to like push that.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel was there for a little while.
It's just a cool idea.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's where Kurt Warner came from.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go, Kurt.
Number next, the St. Louis Cardinals football team.
Yeah, we're talking about
St. Louis football Cardinals.
David, you're going to tell us a whole lot more. I'm going to say they're going to get downvoted for just like for sharing stadiums, for like always being in Bush 1 and 2. Like, we're going to.
But that was the time. It's a product of the time.
Hey, being a product of the time doesn't mean it's not a bad thing. Take that in many different ways.
What's up, Charles Lindbergh?
So you don't necessarily love them. What are your feelings on them? Do you not know much
on the St. Louis football Cardinals?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real with you.
Well, you know where they came from, right?
St. Louis.
No, Chicago.
Oh, that's right. I did know that. Yes. I did not put that together when I moved to St. Louis. The Arizona Cardinals were so recently the St.
Originally
Louis football
the
Cardinals.
Phoenix Cardinals.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. But the all those Cardinals
and
Phoenix.
Originally the Phoenix Coyotes.
I would love to see a Cardinal in the desert. The I was not aware of how just how recently the St. Louis Football Cardinals moved.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
in the 90s.
Oh, it was the 80s.
80s?
Late 80s.
Okay, almost in my lifetime. Like, which yeah. is like, we see the sports world for yeah. the most part as being very static. Like, some teams have moved, I mean, recently.
And here's...
But it seems like it happens so much more.
And this is for so many things in just perception. Like, however things were when you came to awareness, it's like, oh, this has been like this forever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just so.
So, originally the Chicago Cardinals, owned by Bill Bidwell, who is a curse word in my household.
Oh, cool.
He's a Chicagoan himself from 62 until 2019. He owned the Cardinals when he passed in 2019. So
why'd they move?
The Bidwells owned the Cardinals. His like family owned the Cardinals since 1932. So he moved the team in Phoenix to 88 because St. Louis wouldn't build him a standalone stadium again. Right?
First time that ever happened.
So he also never happened again.
And here's the reason. Here's truly the reason. These two things are the reasons why they are absolutely abysmal in my mind. Bill Bidwell publicly pledged on our airwaves, our local airwaves, and like in multiple places, like he has been grandstanding that he would support an expansion team to St. Louis. He would support the expansion team to St. Louis in the early 90s. That he was going to, and he was going to vote for. He voted for the Jacksonville Jaguars instead.
This has to do
He voted for the Jacksonville Jaguars instead, and more importantly, he ran that team so cheaply. By the way, the Arizona Cardinals were here in St. Louis for 27 years, okay? Which was 6 years longer than the Rams, mind you. And guess what they did? They made it to a total of 3 appearances in the playoffs, lost all 3 times, and never hosted one of those playoffs games in St. Louis.
Dang.
27 years of utter failure, just patheticness all around.
187 victories, 202 losses, and 13 ties.
Just pathetic.
48% win percentage.
So are we throwing this in the KC tier?
This is the Kansas City tier. This is Kansas City tier. And they deserve in a tier below Kansas City.
You think this is junkier than the other one?
Junkier than...
Hot take. I mean,
what was the other one?
St. Louis Rams, former team.
The Hawks?
The Hawks.
This is way junkier than the Hawks.
Kansas City tier it is.
Yeah. Because the Hawks brought a title.
That's fair. Yeah. Yep. And that was their... Yeah, that's right. That was their saving grace.
Yeah.
Right.
But they did get rid of Bill Russell.
So St. Louis Rams...
Yes.
We could say so much about this. We already have. I think we need to not say too much about it and just get the ranking and scoot.
Yes.
For all of Kroenke and everything... I still think Greatest Show on Turf at least brings it out of the KC tier.
Yeah.
I think D, maybe even C. Well, because
it depends. Like what is this rank? What is this ranking about? Is it about their time here or is it about how they left?
It's everything. It's everything. It's all encompassing because the team was owned by Georgia for the longest time as the vast majority, like the majority owner. And she
Georgia?
Was, her name was Georgia.
Oh, okay. I was like, the state?
Just so
the country.
Great. I love the heck. This whole city, like, would have signs. Just, oh, Georgia. Yeah. Woo, we love our owner. She was so great.
And then she
brought us the title, and the Patriots only cheated to beat us in 01. That's the only reason they won. I'm serious. Like, look it up. It's a real thing. And the NFL's like, no, that didn't happen. Everything the Patriots did, the NFL's like, no, that's good.
That was back Boston, money. That was back before the
big market.
Before the Patriots like were a thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Patriots won. Oh my God, that'll never happen again.
Robert Kraft. Anyways, I'm not gonna go into it. Yeah. But the Rams were so pivotal and important in my life. Like so important.
Is this bias though?
It's bias.
Yes. I think it's nostalgia.
They went to
up.
2 Super Bowls, should have won both of them. But for like a 5-year stretch, they were For a 4-year stretch, they were untouchable on offense. They were so good.
Couldn't you say that about the St. Louis Hawks though?
But
the St. Louis Hawks did it more because they did it 4 years in a row and got to the finals and won once, and St. Louis got to the finals.
I guess it is recency bias.
Okay, so C tier in our hearts and D tier in real life.
So does that mean the Hawks have to go up to C tier?
No, I think the Hawks belong at D tier, like because of all the baggage. And like the Rams have a ton of baggage and they have one big
But they did build the dome, which is actually decent money for
and
the
here's
city.
The and here's the other thing. I
although
think,
I hate the Dome.
Here's the thing. Are we gonna give? Does any team lose points for being a move and not an expansion? Because like both the Cardinals and the Rams moved here from somewhere else.
That is fair. And
you know, Blues started here. Cardinals started here.
And the Rams moved back to where they came from.
The
too,
Hawks were not here either. The Hawks moved here too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
From Milwaukee.
Oh, that's. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are we landing?
Let's just.
I'm going to say C.
I'm going to say C. I think we bring the Hawks up to C. I genuinely think that. Because I think the there's Hawks, recency bias.
The Hawks feel like they have more baggage. I think the fact that. I think the fact that the Hawks.
Fine, we'll leave the Hawks in D.
Yeah,
Rams in C. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, my personal like biased favorite, my
never
personal biased favorite, the Missouri River Otters, baby.
I love
it. Oh my God. My brother and I had jerseys.
Dude.
Chuck-a-puck. I'm just going to say the phrase, Chuck-a-puck. If you remember Chuck-a-puck growing up, going to the family, please comment. Oh my God. Just the best family-friendly thing. I loved going with my brother and mom and dad to these games. They were so fun.
Here's the thing. A potentially S-tier logo.
Oh, dude, the River Otters logo is
so great. It is trying really hard to make an otter look vicious.
But green, blue,
they do
and silver.
Just because they hold hands,
green,
don't mean
blue, and
they
silver.
Don't fight.
Okay, what great colors? Green, blue, silver.
It is good.
Super great color wheel there.
Both the owner and general manager of the Otters both have fun names to say. Mike Shanahan and Frank Buonimo.
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 All right.
Anyway,
they were here for 8 seasons, 99 through 06
in the UHL in the United Hockey
League. Yeah, United Hockey League. Mm-hmm. But they oh my gosh, they were just brown technically. They called it brown. They really didn't have much brown. Honestly, what? Obviously, the otter was brown.
Blue color. Colors. Okay. Blue-green,
so
brown.
Blue-green, brown.
But
it was
silver
more,
is there.
It was more blue-green, silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They, former coach, Mark, former player was Mark Reeds, and that everybody loved that. He was a Blues player for a while.
Sick. I have no context.
Okay. This sounds like it's just me then. Did you ever go to Otters games?
I can't.
You lived really close.
I might have gone to an Otters game.
You lived really close.
I'm not sure.
This is going in A tier for me.
I like that.
Why?
Logo alone?
No, not logo alone. It was another option.
Check it.
It was another option for people. Because I grew up in St. Charles County, and my family didn't want to drive all the way to Blues games all the time.
I thought this was about St. Louis teams.
You need to shut your mouth.
Yeah.
But, and I got to go to so many more because they were cheaper. I just loved sports, sure. Dude.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
So here's the thing. To split that.
And it was quality hockey.
To split that.
The UHL at that time was quality hockey. It's definitely not.
To split that.
Are you splitting it?
I'm going to split it. it gets down because people treated it as an alternative to dying downtown. But it gets up. It goes up because it is a more accessible option, quality option to families.
Then let's do B tier.
No, I was gonna say that keeps it A.
You keep it A? Okay. Let's keep it A.
I'm happy to keep it A.
Let's keep it A.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. How about St. Louis Ambush?
St. Louis Ambush.
Back to logos.
Yeah. And like the multiple stints that they've had at the Family Arena.
Yeah, I was like, I was under the impression that they were still here. I love how Google.
No, they are still here.
Gotcha. Google. Why are we including them?
Because they were also passed.
Oh, okay. I love how like Google has it like they're a business, like a brick and mortar business, mm-hmm. and it's just like St. Louis Ambush closed. They have hours. They open. By the way, the St. Louis Ambush opens from 9 to 5 every weekday, according to.
Wait, what are they now?
So they're still in the. I believe they're.
But
still
it's like
in
a different franchise.
The Wikipedia page does not.
Yeah, it says 2013 till now.
They're still here.
What? No, the Wikipedia page says
there's two different teams.
They may refer to 1992 to 2000.
Correct. They were founded in 91, played 1992 through 2000 in the NPSL.
What a strange logo.
Incredible logo.
It's
how
like
dare
the,
you?
It's the balloon glow reference, and it looks like it was made in 1948, but it was actually a 90s logo. This is
Yeah.
insane.
The old logo is way better than the, and they both have a similar thing going on, like with the soccer ball being cannon out of the bee.
Oh, it's a cannon.
I thought it was a hot air balloon.
The bee is a cannon.
The old one is way better.
Ambush.
Yeah. I mean,
that makes sense.
Nostalgia too, but
it is. But at the same time, they went to the finals. They went to the finals four times, won once, like the Hawks. But so like 97, 98, and then 98, 99, those two seasons, you know, I was like 6 and 7. So that was just prime time, the Lemon family at the family arena.
I love this.
With the Missouri River Otters and the Ambush. Was just like so great, and the Ambush would go to the finals 2 years in a row. It was so much fun.
Can we talk about this picture of them as the champions of the MPSL in 1994 and 1995? It's just a bunch of dudes in a parking lot.
It's dudes being dudes. It's really cool.
And there's like the back of somebody's head in this picture, and this is like the best picture they have.
And of course, like they went to, so the reason they were so good, those six, that stretch of six seasons, so the stretch of six seasons, 93 through 99, they were coached by Daryl Duran. Daryl Duran, if you know anything about St. Louis soccer, he was a St. Louis Steamers player. He's probably the best indoor soccer player maybe ever. It's incredible. He was the coach.
Wow.
He was the coach for those six, from 93 to 99.
Worth noting that they also moved here, but they dissolved here, though.
And then they came back.
They've been back since they moved here from Tulsa. They were Tulsa Ambush.
Ambush, go B tier for me.
I will defer.
I like it.
I will defer to your childhood memories.
B tier, because of the way that they're running the organization now.
Nope, doesn't count.
Fine. I still think they're B tier.
I think B tier's cool.
Because I think the team that I would prefer to go see in the family arena was the River Otters. I would rather go see the River Otters than I would go see the
But English. they weren't playing at the...
I'll allow it.
They were playing at the same...
They were playing at the St. Louis Arena and at the Kiel Center.
Memory is a funny thing, David.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for saying that.
Your mind is a prison.
It's a terrible place to
live. The Steamers.
It's a terrible place to be.
So do you want to change that then?
No.
B tier?
I think they're B tier.
B tier. Speaking of indoor soccer teams that were here and then stopped and then also came back in another iteration, the St. Louis Steamers.
So the St. Louis Steamers, they were in the MISL, Major Indoor Soccer League. For 10 years, they were here. They played at the Checker Dome, St. Louis Arena. And they had an average attendance through the roof. Like, they were averaging over 12,000 people.
Wow, a minor league of a sport that's played largely and professionally that St. Louis overperforms in their category for.
Who would have ever guessed?
Oh, my God.
Ka-ka!
Ka-ka! I mean,
freaking ka.
Yeah, dude.
40,000.
Just, like, mind-blowing. 40,000 people.
Yeah.
I love that Stan Musial. Stan Musial was, like, a partner at one point. An owner.
Of the Steamers.
Wow.
Yeah. In the 80s.
That's
Isn't that awesome? But Daryl Duran played for them. Was probably just an. He's probably the face of that team.
I don't know, dude. St. Louis Steamers Soccer Club's Google listing, all lowercase, St. Louis Steamers Soccer Club, opens this Monday at 7 a.m. So
not a thing. You've probably heard the names Pat McBride, relation to Brian McBride, anybody? Al Trost, Dave Clements, and then Tony Glavin. All were coaches of the Steamers teams, and those are like super super big. If you're into soccer, and if you're not, look them up.
The St. Louis Steamers. There is a soccer league, a spring league called the St. Louis Steamers now that you can sign up for $75, or you can enroll 1L now on their website. This is not the same team.
Love it.
And the greatest goalkeeper of indoor soccer history, my favorite goalkeeper of all time, Slobo. That's his nickname.
Cool.
Slobo.
I love a soccer player with one name.
Super great. I love that nickname.
Where are we putting them?
Steamers go A tier for me.
Let me do it.
Great.
Moving on. Vipers. Anybody hear of the Vipers before?
Logo? This is roller hockey international, by the way. 1993 to 1999.
Let's just educate people on the Vipers real quick, because they were
red, black, yellow, white,
gold.
Red, black, gold, and white. I mean, this is like some like video game bad guys, but like the rude little dude, cool bad guys.
Uh huh.
And
very,
then freaking
very 90s.
Oh yeah, You got the four inline things there. You got the S that becomes the snake. Yeah. Oh, ooh, ah.
And so I was so pumped because in 2019 they said they were coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And then COVID hit.
Yeah. Mm.
And so the NRHL, the National Roller Hockey League, said, we're making no comments if we're coming back. But in 2019, everybody in St. Louis that knew what the Vipers were like, oh, my God, it's back.
And
then it died. COVID killed it.
Home attendance through the roof, obviously. It says here in the six-year existence of the in the 1990s, St. Louis Vipers had 332,412 people in 71 home games, which was, quote, a few hundred less than what was seen as viable.
Yeah, which is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, it's which
sucks. I love this note. On August 16th, 1994, the Vipers played the last official sporting event in St. Louis Arena. It was against the Tampa Bay Tritons in front of 11,146, which was the second largest. Like, could you imagine 11,000 people going to see freaking roller hockey?
Yo, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going to see roller hockey.
St. Louis is amazing.
Yeah. Love it.
I love St. Louis. But the Vipers were just kind of, they were kind of mid.
Yeah.
At best, they were mid. And they didn't, they weren't that great.
Call them C tier.
They won a Murphy Cup.
Did they?
Yep, 1999.
Oh, they did.
Yep, their last year. They won the championship, and then they went out on top, baby.
Hey.
Then we'll give them the C. We'll give them the C.
C-tier.
I was gonna give them the. I was gonna give.
We said
the
nothing negative about them.
Yeah, I think Murphy Cup out on top. That logo.
The logo makes it up to B, in my opinion.
B tier.
I'm okay with that.
B tier.
And they
it
folded.
Is.
They didn't leave.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. It's one point. Thing to go out of business. They
good
leave.
Point.
Solid B tier. Solid B tier.
All right. All right. Staying in soccer. St. Louis Football Club.
S-T-L.
S-T-L. S. Yes.
Dude, so my...
do it again.
S-T-L. S-T-L.
Oh. I thought you were doing it in 5-4. I was like, that was a really cool...
It's just 4.
I thought you were S-T-L. S-T-L.
Could you? No, no, no.
Be incredible.
With a crowd of people, whoa, do you think they're going to be able to do it?
That's
in some
5-4? Jacob Collier level. Like, you know, he's out there, like, you know, making everybody sing and count.
So, let me talk about this. This is, like, I think still to this day, and I've been to a St. Louis soccer club game with you.
City games, yeah.
My favorite sports going, attending experience was standing in the supporters' corner.
Detail.
Standing in the supporters' corner in Fenton, doing the chants, screaming, 5,000 smoke
fans.
Flares going off because we were always scoring.
Yes.
Like, what a, like, that's what sports, like, it's the first time that I ever felt like, as somebody in the crowd, like, I'm doing something to help them.
Yeah.
Like, I was a part of it. I was actually a part of it, not a spectator. Like, we are on the team with them. Like,
it feels like you're on that team because you actually know those players. Like, you see them around town and you're like friends with them.
And we're obviously talking about the St. Louis Fusion Center, right?
Yeah.
The Terrorism and Early Warning Group.
Oh, gosh.
The St. Louis Fusion Center. It's a public safety.
Is that down at Soccer Park?
It's right across the river.
If you see something, say something.
Yep.
Oh, wow. St. Louis FC, this is definitely bias, and recency bias has play into it, is, like Bradley, is the most important sporting team in my existence.
In the same way.
I think will forever be. Those 6 years, I was a season ticket holder all 6 years. You know how much I paid for season tickets? $160.
Yeah.
For all 16 games.
For an, like, unmatchable experience.
Like 17, 18 games? It was the perfect experience.
And we wouldn't have City without it.
We would not have City without this organization. Pat Berry and Jeremy Allenbaugh, the guys who ran the team. And now Jeremy Allenbaugh is the head of the USL.
Mm.
And the USL, which in my opinion is the superior run league to Major League Soccer, even though it's like a tier down in terms of like quality of play, it's a way better run organization. City games, just, they don't feel the same. It's just so corporate, dude. Whereas St. Louis Football Club games were so fun.
This is the first time I've ever heard you say anything negative about St. Louis City.
Like, they are so they're overtly corporate because MLS makes it that way. Major League Soccer sucks,
but
City as a team and as a organization, good.
All local businesses are serving food there, though.
That's why I said City is City good. City makes those decisions.
Oh, interesting.
Major League Soccer, yeah, City makes those decisions. An in-game experience, good.
Oh, so St. Louis City, amazing. Good. MLS, bad.
MLS, terrible. Yeah. Also, horrible.
The St. Louis
Don Fusion, Garber, terrible.
St. Louis Fusion Center is located downtown.
What are we doing? St. Louis FC, S-tier.
S-tier. S-tier. S-tier. S-tier has to be.
And then let's talk about the St. Louis Stars.
Really did that.
That's the soccer team, St. Louis Stars.
St. Louis Soccer Stars.
Yes, the National Professional Soccer League. So they played at the same field pretty much.
St. Louis FC, the St. Louis Fusion Center?
yes. So played 12 years, and they played against the likes of, in the NPSL. This was before Major League Soccer had started in 1994, I believe. What's his name? Pele played in the NPSL for the New York Cosmos. We didn't have Pele.
This team moved. Yes. They moved to become the California Surf.
Right? Ugh. I think.
We get it. You have water.
Either way.
We have water, too. The backbone of America running through our city. It's water,
baby. The Stars
baby.
Were headed up by Bob Herman to create.
The Wikipedia
I don't know if
page.
You know anything about Bob Herman. So he headed up the St. Louis Stars in college soccer. The Heisman of college soccer is the Herman Trophy.
Ooh.
It's named after him.
Well, so the Wikipedia page says chairman Bob Herman and head coach defunct. I don't know what that's about, Wikipedia, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right there.
Capacity was.
Oh, no, they played at Wash U.
Well, weird capacity numbers, too. Yeah, they played at Wash U.
They played at Wash U, that's right.
Oh, I see. The capacity says 55,000 and 6,000 and 18,006 indoor. They played at Bush, and then they played at Francis Field, and then they played at the St. Louis Arena.
I really appreciated what they did for soccer here in the States, like in the NPSL. That was really, really great. It was the precursor to what MLS could be, right? The St. Louis Stars were one of the better clubs, and like as attendance-wise goes, St. Louis packed the house. Of course they did, all the time.
They qualified for the playoffs 3 times and lost all the times, except for once. They were runners up in the.
I'm talking about the fans showing up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about their record because they were bad.
Oh no! Just like St. Louis FC was bad. St. Louis FC was not great.
This team was.
St. Louis FC constantly crapped the bed, but like I will say,
as far as logos go, though, like I don't hate it.
Really, I do.
Like I think it's like for the 60s and 70s.
It's very 60s-70s.
Oh sure. Yeah. No, and especially the
I don't love it.
The middle part, like the stars are not in the middle of the little donut, which is kind of annoying.
They're super important to soccer culture in St. Louis, and I'm going to put them in B tier.
It's not a good logo.
Early adopters of the arch, though. Like early adopters of the arch in logo.
Sure.
Interesting.
Because they were founded when?
66.
66.
Yes.
Like right then.
Literally. All right. The year the arch.
Yeah, I was going to, I don't have strong opinions, but I also like adding to their points, founded in St. Louis, not moved.
Yes.
Yeah. B sounds great.
Great.
But they did move.
Right, but they didn't move to here.
To here is cool. Away from here is bad.
I was saying, well, at least for NFL, I feel like moving, like any team moving anywhere, even if it's moving to here, is still like indicative of the problem culture of the NFL and the owner culture.
But it benefits us, Bradley.
Yeah.
You know what, Colin?
It's still B tier.
I'm going to stand on principle.
You're going to stand on business?
Hey, you want to talk about world team tennis?
No, David, tell me all about it.
I would assume you haven't heard about world team tennis.
Is this one like...
But did you know that there was a world team tennis team in St. Louis all the way up till 2011?
Is this when like planets, like different like Mercury and Venus, like play tennis against other planets, like their worlds, their world their teams?
Yeah, the same way we do the World Series.
We had the St. Louis Aces, baby, which is like the most obvious team name for a tennis team. Yeah,
the St. Louis Nets.
Yeah.
St. Louis
we're
balls.
The St. Louis courts. St. Louis clay.
You would want being the St. Louis,
Louis
Nets.
Clay would have been good, actually.
Yeah.
That would have been clever.
Yeah, yeah.
St. Louis Clay
being the St. Louis Nets, though, that'd be really bad for tennis. That'd be like it's like the St. Louis...
The St. Louis strikeouts.
Yeah. No, yeah.
St. Louis faults.
Yeah. Although St. Louis faults. The New Madrid
Ooh,
faults.
Good. Ooh, hey, hey. That would have been bad, though. Yeah. 1994 through 2011.
That's a long run.
That's a long run. So, and they only won one championship in 96. They played their home matches in Forest Park. If you've ever walked through Forest Park.
That's why they had that really, the really nice, the really have the nice big, tennis thing.
And they tore down part of it. But they played 18 seasons before the franchise itself folded.
They tore down part of it? Like, are you going to tell me that like 40,000 people showed up to these games and now they tore down the stands? They, like, is that what the story is?
No.
Okay.
But I want to tell you this, the final squad. So in 2011, guess who was on the team? Anna Kournikova. And Lindsay Davenport.
Oh my God!
That has to be some sort of like. That has to be some sort of like.
And Andre Pavel.
Wait, what year was
these
this?
These are massive names.
2011. That has to be
2011.
That has to be some sort of like exhibition thing.
It is. It is.
Okay.
The WTT was more exhibition style than anything else. But like St. Louis's representatives were Anna Kournikova, the Russian. It's just so great.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Davenport, the American.
The logo, kind of bad.
So bad.
Hold on. Pretty dang bad.
We'll put it up. Four colors. Three, if you don't count.
Well, and just it's clip arty, and Oof. It's like a, yeah.
Yeah, that is bad. Yeah. And they like, they tried to do like, oh, it's aces, like cards.
Yeah.
And like, that's not
Which
relevant.
I don't hate taking inspiration from that to a certain extent, but yeah, like
it could have just been. You know what? You make it the card, and the suit of the card is a tennis ball.
There you go. Or aces, because cards are coming from just like nowhere, you know, because the ace is in tennis, and like, oh, what's another ace? Go back to St. Louis aviation history and do like an ace, like a pilot, like a Ooh, like yeah. a World War whatever. Like make a put a biplane on there.
Like,
St.
Not,
Louis
it's
aces.
It's not Charles Lindbergh. It's not Charles Lindbergh.
Make it a biplane.
By the way, if you just wanted an, if you don't know
that's representation,
about the,
right?
Of the WTT, it is mixed gender professional tennis, so it's mixed. It's mixed doubles and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why it's a,
it's a team format.
So yeah. Next week on Not Just Sports. So aces, what do we call them?
I think it's C tier.
I think it's just. I think we put it in C tier to be safe. Because
yeah. And I like
because
like,
of Anna Kournikova.
Like, well, and like, I also think because of the tennis arena like that is there in Forest Park because of them.
This yes. is like Inter Miami having Messi. Like it feels it's like what?
In 2011 like, Anna people are going to look I'm back. The representative of St. Louis and everybody's like that's not a thing.
Yeah.
We just won a World Series. That's all we care about.
Right.
Well, that was
a World
that
Series
year.
Of tennis.
That was later that year.
Great.
Yeah.
Just like we rue the population decline in St. Louis and hope for its eventual rebound and are actively trying our best to do that. That's why we do this show. Hey, if you listen to this and you're outside of St. Louis, move here. Also, if you're a billionaire sports dude that wants to, you know, if you're listening to this,
put an expansion and basketball NBA
and
team.
Pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already got an arena.
We sure do. We have several.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good arena.
Yeah. We'll like you. We'll say, hey, you're all right.
Overarching is produced at Fly North Theatricals in residence with the Kranzberg Arts Foundation here in sunny Grand Center, St. Louis, Magoovis. You can follow us on social media at Overarching ST Lewis. I am Colin.
I'm David.
I'm Bradley.
And this was Overarching.